Owning Your Creative Content, Cryptocurrency, Accessibility, and the Organized Blind Movement by Suman Kanuganti. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Suman Kanuganti. From the editor, Suman has attended many of our conventions and his message is always on the cutting edge. This year he comes to us in his capacity as CEO of the company Personal AI, based in San Diego, California. Here is a presentation he made at our 2022 National Convention on Saturday, July 9.
Good morning, National Federation of the Blind. My name is Suman Kanuganti. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Personal.ai. Previously, for many years, spoke to you as the founder of Aira. I cannot begin. Good morning, National Federation of the Blind. I cannot begin to speak without asking you all, if you are an Aira explorer, please make some noise. I feel welcome back, thank you. I want to thank President Mark Riccobono for having me today to discuss the trends in technology that are critical for the blind community. After arriving at the convention yesterday morning, I ran into a good friend of mine, Paul Strader. In our conversation, he said, Suman, you are here for life now. I smiled and I said, of course I am, why shouldn't I? This is my 8th consecutive year at the convention. I started my journey with NFB in 2015. This community have shown me a path when I most needed it, have embraced me when I was most vulnerable, and guided me through building and developing experiences that were most novel, unique, and with a sense of connection. So, of course, I'm committed for life. Today, I want to talk to you about you, each of you, and each of your roles in the next generation of internet evolution. If you use the internet on a day-to-day basis, say I. If you want the entire internet to be accessible, say I. Okay, is the internet entirely accessible? Well, internet is about to celebrate its 40th birthday on January 1st, 2023. And just like humans, it continues to evolve its phases. Now, the first era of the internet was possible on huge mainframes, mostly available to government and institutions. There were just a few who put content and information on the websites. For the rest of humanity, this version of the internet, often referred to as Web 1, is simply read-only. So Web 1 is about accessibility. Although the Web 1 era started in 1993, the Section 508 amendment for digital content accessibility didn't happen until 1998. And the WCAG 2.0 standards did not start until 2008. Friends, that's 15 years later, Web 1 was supposed to be accessible to everyone. And it's still a work in progress after 30 years. Okay, so if Web 1 was mostly read-only by most, Web 2 is for consumers, was not just readable, but it's also about writable. This was the dot-com era in the early 21st century. Over time, many of us started writing and uploading to the internet in the form of applications and social media, or even podcasts. I remember the days when I sit with friends at the dining table and said, I think it'll be cool to have someone read aloud my book anytime. And one of my other friends says, oh, there is an app for that. These apps increased the usability of the internet and created tons of utility for the consumers. But yesterday, John Perry, our John, said, Application Accessibility Act and Usability is happening this year. It's fantastic. But that's almost 15 years later of the beginnings of the Web 2 era. There's another example that there's another example, which is accessibility team at Facebook and Meta started in 2012. That's 8 years after its inception. So during this time, almost everyone who has access to the internet and used it has become who has become a contributor to the Web 2. So if you are a creator, thought leader, writer, author, podcaster, entrepreneur, small business owner, or freelancer, say I. Well, congratulations. You've been making the big tech very successful with your creations. There is probably nothing wrong with it since it's created tons of utility. But now people are more aware of how valuable our data is and how algorithms can be insensitive about our privacy and how they can hurt society with misinformation and how bias and discrimination these algorithms can get. Now, something else was happening during this time. What was it? These apps were so good in exchanging information and promoting our thoughts that we didn't care about who is the owner of this data that every one of us creates. That's the evolution of big tech companies that we all experience today. Now, the question is, do you want to own the data on the internet that you create? Let me ask that again. Do you want to own the data on the internet that you create? Welcome to Web 3, my dear friends. That's Web 3. So to recap, Web 1 is readable, and it's all about accessibility. Guess which we are still working on after 30 years. Web 2 is writable, and it's all about usability. And it looks like we are finally making progress after 15 years. Web 3 is ownable, and it's all about ownability, which is still in its infancy stages, and we should be making the progress on it now. In fact, the term Web 3 gained popularity and the meaning only in the last 2 years. Before Web 3 became a term, the industry was shaping in the forms of blockchain, cryptocurrency, and NFTs. And no, they are not all the same. Similar to the Web2.com bubble, Web 3 is also in a bubble right now. A few of the NFB members already recognize that. They are at the forefront of it. They joined my session yesterday. Some people are Reese, William, Andre, and Aaron. They all showed up to the session and they are passionate about updating the basic protocols. The good news is that you, community, can define the rules in cryptocurrency. For example, why is alt text on these platforms limited to the number of characters? It's different number of characters on different social media platforms. So why is it limited? And why not there is an alt voice for describing art or an image on the web in the words and the voice of the creators? So before we dig deep, if you care about privacy and if you care about ownership of your data, say I. Friends, that's blockchain. If you care about the data making money for you and economic opportunities for you, say I. That's cryptocurrency. If you care about making that data useful to your community, say I. And that's NFTs. It's that simple. So how does blockchain help with the privacy? Think about it as every piece of the data that we add to the internet, like a social media post, a podcast, an article, has an associated ownership and ledger to keep track of. That's the new internet. How does cryptocurrency make money for you? Think about it as every piece of the data that you add to the internet carries an associated monetary value, normally referred to as tokens. When a group of people believe in currency, it can be used to trade goods or digital assets. Traditionally, the currencies are backed by the government. In the case of cryptocurrency, it's backed by people. It's the community, and it's a movement from people around the globe. Now you may ask, what are NFTs, Suman? Think about NFTs as goods that you exchange with cryptocurrency that is built on blockchain. So what is all this has to do with the blind community? Well, remember, It took many, many years of work and advocacy from the blind community for Web 1 accessibility and Web 2 usability. And the next wave is Web 3 ownability, and it is happening right now. And I believe it's important for this community to have a seat on the table in the places that matters, to be at the forefront of this change, so it doesn't become another movement, but it's fundamentally designed with each and every one of you in mind. Web 3 enables the future of consumer internet experiences such as metaverse, owning your creative content, and participating in economy upfront. Web 3 is about privacy. It's about security. It's about independence, and it's about ease of use. We all have to be ahead in the game of this technology wave. Me, personally, I am building personal AI, where every person gets to create their own digital mind. The digital mind we create is nothing but an AI algorithm that is trained on all your data that you create. So far, we've been giving away all the data to big tech to benefit them, and I'm motivated to give that control of the data, utility of the AI, and monetary value created from the data back to the people. So if you are already an author, writer, podcaster, thought leader, you should create your own personal AI and create a community and switch that economic benefit back to you. A few people at NFB are creating a Discord community called Blind in Crypto. If you want to be part of the movement, and if you want to be at the forefront of the crypto movement, specifically in the context of the blind, please join this group. Please enter your email at personal.ai/blind. Thank you.